Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's me, it's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A-double crooked letter badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and, of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And, by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Okay, this is Bill Apter. We're at Madison Square Garden for the return match of the match between Don Leo Jonathan and Pedro Morales for the Worldwide Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Championship. Sitting next to me is the Grand Wizard. How are you, Grand Wizard?
How am I always delightful, devastating, supreme, and wonderful?
Okay, fine. Now, in the last match that Morales had with Don Leo Jonathan, Jonathan was, we have to admit, overpowering Morales, and then there was a cut opened up on Don Leo Jonathan's forehead, and you state that Morales used brass knuckles to open this
cut up. Bill, you have been covering the wrestling scene for many, many years. When would Morales have enough power in those spaghetti arms of his to open a cut on Don Leo Jonathan's forehead? Number one, that little mental and physical midget Morales would have to stand on a chair to reach the head of Don Leo Jonathan. He is full grown, while you know Morales is a pygmy mentally and physically. Of course Morales used brass knuckles. They always revert to those type of tactics, and you know it.
All right, now is it true that in this return match, just in case Morales does use brass knuckles, Jonathan's going to have some in his trunks?
He is not going to have them in his trunks. I am going to have the brass knuckles, which have been made especially for tonight by one of New York's leading jewelers, I might add. In the moment that I see the greaser Morales go to his tights for his brass knuckles, Don Leo Jonathan shall have his, and then you will see what happens to Morales.
All right, let me ask you this. Do you have some sort of proof, photographic proof or otherwise, that Morales did use brass knuckles?
I have the most formidable, the absolute most concrete proof in the world, Bill Apter, and that is my word.
That stands up better than a photograph.
That is better than the Rock of Gibraltar, you silly, doubting child.
Okay, fine. Now, Don Leo Jonathan also had many matches with a man who was around here for a while, Andre the Giant. And a lot of the fans were wondering if he might meet the Giant after he defeats or something else happens.
After he defeats Pedro Morales, yes. Don Leo Jonathan will be the most fighting champion of all times. He will not take hand-picked opponents as Morales has done. We will meet one and all, and when the Giant gets his place in line, we'll take him too.
Okay, fine. Now, recently on a trip to Toronto's Maple Leaf Gardens, we saw the esteemed Sheik wrestle Chief J. Strongbow. And for the first time in a long time, we had seen the Sheik go approximately 20 minutes, and then...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
About a week later, or 2 weeks later, if I'm correct, he went a full hour with Bobo Brazil, and usually the Sheik has put his opponents away 1-2-3. Is there anything wrong with him now?
There is nothing wrong with him, Bill. After I have always been an honest, and I have always been a fair person, and I will say in all honesty that Jay Strongbow did give the Sheik a very, very severe, a very difficult, perhaps the toughest match he's had in many, many years, and if anything, he may in some way have hurt the Sheik, enabling him to have to go 60 minutes with Brazil. But I will give Strongbow the credit. He is an exceedingly good wrestler, but one that the Sheik can beat and will beat when next they meet, wherever that is.
Okay, fine. Now let's talk about the Worldwide Wrestling Federation heavyweight tag team title.
Oh, a beautiful, beautiful thought.
Professor Tanaka and Mr. Fuji have held this title for approximately how long?
A year and a half under the tutelage of yours truly.
Okay, now tonight they're at Madison Square Garden. They're meeting Gorilla Monsoon and Haystack Calhoun. What's your prediction for the outcome of the match?
Bill, there can be but one outcome. The athletes, the mental giants, Professor Tanaka and Mr. Fuji, will be supreme. Their opponents, I don't care what you call them, in Gorilla Monsoon and Haystack Calhoun, better known as Haystack Balloon, you have two big, fat men.
Don't you feel they could wrestle at all?
No, they can't wrestle. They can't even square dance. They are not coordinated. They are fat, 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 fat. They should go on a diet, then possibly they could wrestle. But as they are now, just let them bump bellies and watch the sparks fly.
No competition for tonight.
No competition. I would like to take Monsoon and Haystack Balloon, melt them down, and get a lot of fat.
A lot of the wrestlers have been wondering if you're ever going to put the tights on again, as you did one time with Mr. Moto, because they'd like to get their hands on you.
Bill, there is no telling what the Grand Wizard will do, as well you know.
Okay, fine. Bill After with the Grand Wizard at Madison Square Garden. Okay, this is Bill After, and we're speaking here with the Worldwide Wrestling Federation heavyweight champion, Pedro Morales, who's sporting a new tan. Where you been?
Well, you know, yeah, I was wrestling around the country. I was in New England last week, you know, and probably I planned to take a little vacation soon. I mean, wrestling.
Okay, now what we wanted to talk to you about now tonight, in your last match with Don Leo Jonathan, the Wizard and Jonathan claimed that you used brass knuckles to split his head open. What's the story?
Well, Bill, you know that... there was 22,000 people here last time, and everybody knows that I never used
a brass knuckle.
Right. I think that's the kind of story they have, because I think they want to retain so bad, and they say that I did this and I used the knuckle, you know, that's the way I opened him.
Right.
The knuckles with no knuckle, because I opened with just with my fist.
Right, it was a clenched fist
that's
that you opened
right,
it with.
And everybody know, and I don't have to talk about that, because they're all the fans know.
You have to get a guy like Jonathan. You got to get him down to really work on him, get him off his feet.
That's right, with Vince. And I think when he sees blood, I think he kind of back out. I think he kind of gets... I don't think he can stand the pressure of blood. Yes.
Tonight, in your match with him, how are you going to try and defeat him, Pedro? What's your strategy?
Well, I don't know, but I have to be very careful, because you know that he's a powerful man, and any mistake that I make, he will take advantage. But I think I have a lot of confidence, and I think I will beat him today.
Okay, Pedro, I want to thank you, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you in the ring tonight.
Okay, take care.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hey, this is a Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Haku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could find?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Dylan, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stiles of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.